Masechet Soita, Perikei, Mishnah Dalet. Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Akiva. On that same day, Rabbi Akiva also made the following drasha. Oz Yashir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael Et Hashira Hazois LaHashem Bayom Ru Lemor. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bnei Yisrael said this Shira to Hashem, and the pasuk continues Bayom Ru Lemor. She'ein Tamid Lomar Lemor. It doesn't seem to be necessary over here to say Lemor. As every other time it says Lemor in the Torah, would mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu to say over the Dibur to Klai Yisrael, but here it wouldn't be possible to explain it in that way. Uma Tamid Lomar Lemor. So what does Lemor mean over here? Elamei Shehayu Yisrael Oinin Acharav Shal Moshe Al Kol Dabar V'Dabar Kikoyrin Es HaHalel L'Kach Nemor Lemor. We learn from the word Lemor over here that Klai Yisrael responded when Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shira. After every phrase that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Klai Yisrael responded with the opening phrase, just like we do when somebody is Moitias with Halal. When the person finishes a phrase, then the listener responds with the opening phrase. That is why it says Lemor over here to teach us this. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu said a Shira LaHashem, and Klai Yisrael responded by saying a Shira LaHashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, ki go, go, and Klai Yisrael responded, Ashira LaHashem, and so on. Rabbi Nechemiah Oimer, Kikurin es Shema, Velo Kikurin es Ahalo. Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees, and he said Klai Yisrael responded, just like when they read Shema in Shul, that the Chazan starts reading the Shema, and then everybody, as soon as the Chazan starts, says the Shema themselves. So therefore, over here also, Moshe Rabbeinu started the Shira, and then the Ruach HaKodesh was shorsa on Klai Yisrael, and the whole Klai Yisrael said the Shira together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Masechet Soita, Perkei Mishnehe. Bo Bayom Daras Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus. On that same day, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus made the following drasha. Lo Abad Iov et HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Me'ava Shenemar, Hein Yisdeleni Lo Ayachal. Iyov did not serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu except from love of Hashem, as the pasuk says, if they would kill me, to him I would have my hopes on, meaning to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Adayin Hadavar Shakul, even after we see this pasuk, it is still even-sided how to understand this pasuk. We can understand this pasuk in two ways. Lo ani mitzapeh, o ani mitzapeh. We can understand, to him I am hoping for, or we can understand it, I am not hoping for him, as lo could be understood as if it was written with an aleph, meaning no. In that case, it would mean that Iyov did not serve Hashem me'ava, talmid loimar ad egve lo aser tu masi mimeni melame sheme'ava aser. But we have another pasuk that shows us clearly that Iyov served Hashem me'ava, as the pasuk says, until I die, my honesty will not be removed from me. We see from this pasuk that Iyov did serve Hashem from love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Niyagala Ofer Me'enecha Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai. Rabbi Yeshua said, who will remove the dirt from your eyes, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai? Shayita Darius Kol Yamecha Shalo Avad Iyov Et Amakum Elameir. Shenemar Is Tam V'Yashor Yirei Elokim V'Sormei Ra.
That you used to darshan all of your days, that Iyov served Hashem from Yira. As the pasuk says, that Iyov was an ish tam v'yasher yirei Elokim v'sor meira. We see from this pasuk that he served Hashem a year, as the pasuk says, yirei Elokim. V'halo Yeshua talmid talmidcha limei shemei ava asa. Isn't it true that Yeshua, the talmid of your talmud, has learned that Iyov served Hashem me'ava?